Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Phyllis. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, I'm calling about my Ecto-1 parts. I was wondering to see if there's any in stock.
I'll be glad to check on that. May I have your customer ID number?
I don't have the ID number on me.
Oh, you're fine. May I have your last name?
Yeah, DeLeon, D-E-L-E-O-N.
And your, may I have your zip code, please?
95660.
Can I get you to verify the first name and address on your account?
Yeah, Daniel, and it's 3809 Ramsey Drive, North Highlands, California, 95660.
All right. I need to let you know that the magazine for issues 59 through 62 is out of stock. Now, let me look and see at the restock list. We have a new warehouse that opened on this past Monday. And we're not expecting to be able to send out anything on the Ecto-1 until the 15th. So let me check the and we don't have a current ETA list, a restock list. And so they wanted to wait until they get the new warehouse up and running before they send us a new list, because right now our stock is separated between two different warehouses.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So,
what about any other parts besides those ones? What about the other four after that? Are those in stock or?
Okay. No, the magazines for the issues 59 through 66 are out of stock.
Oh.
But, you know, they looking at the restock list, they should be back in stock by now. But because our stock right now is spread between two warehouses, it's really hard to say. I would expect that your shipment should go out on Monday. You should start billing on Monday for your shipment if everything goes like it should.
Because I think I have it for 8 parts. What would be the best way to get at least something? Should I do 4?
Well, right now with the magazines, yeah, I got you. With the magazines being out of stock, oh, let's see, what would be the next ones that you would get? Hold on.
Because I know sometimes when you do like 8, like if you don't have something like, yeah, like the magazine, then you won't get anything.
No, you're right. You're right. No, so the magazines number 17 and 18, which covers issues 59 through 59 through 66 are all is out of stock, and so they won't be able to get anything out right now. But like I said, come Monday, we're hoping that everything's going to turn around and start looking better.
Okay.
Okay. What's now, you most, are more than welcome.
Yeah, I was just curious. What's the most parts people are getting at once? Because I was wondering if I should up it to like 12 or more.
You can up it to 12. However, if you have 12, if you're getting 12 issues and number 10 of that 12 is out of stock, nothing is going to ship.
Yeah.
So I mean, personally, I wouldn't go over 8 because, you know, then you've got a better chance of everything being in stock.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay, yeah, maybe I'll just leave it at 8 then. Yeah, that's fine then. Then
okay.
I'll wait till Monday and hopefully it ships out.
Yes, I have a lot of expectations for this new warehouse, so I hope they can fulfill my expectations, because I want our customers to get a better to get their product when they order them.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to build this thing fast, but yeah, lately it's hard to get going, because I'm not even halfway through it, because I think it goes up to like 140 or something, and I'm only like on the 60. And so yeah, I'm trying to build it as fast as possible, but yeah, it's just a lot of stuff out of stock. But I understand, because of the whole COVID and everything.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, there's 141 issues in the Ecto one.
Yeah, see, I don't think I'm even half. I'm almost there, almost half. But
you're almost half.
I would like to try to build it as soon as possible. Do you know if other people are farther ahead of, than I am? Have some people completed it?
There are a few that I know of that's over yours. But have you gone to YouTube and watched them build it?
Yeah, I've been doing that.
Is that not awesome?
Yeah, I just watched the guy on, I think he's on part 70, and he's already got the shell of the car. And I was wondering, do you know exactly, I think it's around 70, so I think part 70, I think that's when the shell of the car comes. Do you know if that's correct?
Let me look and see if I have that.
Because I'm almost there. So that's pretty exciting. It looks really cool when the guy put it all together. I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Isn't it? Let's see.
And he's from the UK, so I think the UK, they get their stuff sooner.
They started the build up there before we did.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah. Let me see if we have a list of that.
Yeah, he's not too much ahead of me. Like I said, he's probably like on the 70 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Almost there. Yeah, I wonder how they would charge that too. Would that be? I'm sure that'd be more, huh? Just like the big, because I think it's all metal, the outside of the body of the car.
I'm not certain. Hold on, let's look and see.
Okay.
Build the Ecto.
Because I know, like all the other parts, I get every issue is like $8 a piece or whatever. And I was just, curious how much that would be.
Yeah, it's die-cast metal and ABS plastic.
And
so the body would be. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think right now the Ecto is our biggest build in length. Now we've got one coming that's bigger.
What's that one, the Enterprise?
We've got the Titanic.
Oh, I seen that. Looks really cool. Really
it
cool.
is cool. It's really got my my interest tweaking. I love to watch that stuff. I just never have I don't have the mechanical capabilities of doing something like that. My brother could do it anyway. But no.
Like I said, like if I have trouble reading the magazine, I'll go to YouTube and the guy shows you exactly how to do it. So that's how I'm getting through it.
Oh yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, if you're still kind of questioning what the magazine's telling you, just go on YouTube. They'll show you exactly how to do it. So that's what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Let's see. Sometimes you can find on building it. Let's see if that's it right there. On what your issues are, where they're at. But you just have to Google it. I found the build up on different builds. I found them. The details of what comes where.
Oh, yeah.
Aha, your car parts.
So when this new warehouse opens on Monday, we should start getting more parts in frequently?
I'm anticipating that. I am.
Oh, okay. And do you think it'll be right away, or do you think it'll take a couple of weeks or something?
Well, what'll happen is they will they'll start processing it, the billing part of it on Monday. And then in a perfect world, the way we used to do things, and we're trying to get back to that, is that we bill on Monday or Tuesday and ship on Friday. And we're trying to get back to that. And now that we're getting now that we're in a bigger warehouse, we're hoping that we can go back to that. but it has been taking a little bit longer than normal to actually get the items out. But you will receive an email when it does leave the warehouse.
Okay.
But that site isn't going to help me.
And where's the new warehouse located? What state?
I think it is in Indiana.
Oh, Indiana. Because I'm in California. It kind of takes a while to get pieces. I think it takes me around 14 days or something to get something.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, hopefully it comes a little sooner.
Oh, I hope so. I really do. Let's see. I don't have it. I don't know when it's going to... I can't find it. I'll have to... what I'll have to do is find the site. Because that's how I found... I've got different links that I found on how to build some of our other build-ups. And right now, I don't have it. I haven't found one here. Oh, what? There you go. The body of the car...
Yeah, does it say how much that is? How much it's going to cost?
Oh, if that's all part of your build-up, sweetie.
No, just that certain, I was just wondering if that certain, the body of it, when that comes, how much that would be. Because I know some pieces are like, I think $8. But would that be the same price? Or
The only thing that you have that's extra that you would buy would be any of your specials, such as the proton packs. There are books that come along with it. Let me think of what they're called.
Well, that reminds me. I got a question for you. I was still supposed to get the display base. You know, that's supposed to be in stock, because it's been a while. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
The display base for the, because I got like a little paper a couple months ago saying they're on back order, but I haven't heard anything in a while.
Yeah, you'll get an email letting you know when it's available. Let me look at your offer and see when it's supposed to be coming. Okay, so the display base comes in slot 39, but you're looking for the crystal case, right?
Yes.
Okay, the case comes at closer to the end of the build. It's like at the end, at 139.
Oh, 139?
It was up for closer. You know, closer to the beginning in the build, we had some issues with it. So instead of making everybody wait, we just put it towards the end of the build.
Oh, okay.
And another thing, I don't think we anticipated it to be as popular as it is.
Oh, the whole Ecto-1 thing?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the DeLorean, I really didn't think the DeLorean was going to go as popular as it is, but it is out there. It really is. I am telling you, we have customers, and I've talked to two of them I know for a fact, that has their own DeLorean, an actual DeLorean, and one guy drives it around town. I think he lives in Miami.
Oh.
It's like,
cool.
I would not. If I did and I drove it to the grocery store, I would get hit by a bus. That would be my luck. You know, you have an irreplaceable item. You know, maybe I could have it and drive it in a parade or something, but that would be the only time I would drive it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't.
Yeah,
I would have
I'd be
so
really
much
scared of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, one fella told me he only paid $5,000 for his car itself, for the DeLorean. He said, but he had to do a lot of work on it.
Wow, that's $5,000. Wow.
That, I mean, that was a great price for a DeLorean, you know.
Yeah.
And then, but he was able to build it up the way he wanted it, and he set it up just like the Back to the Future DeLorean.
Oh wow, that's
like,
really cool.
That's awesome to have that much time and patience to do that.
And skill to do that, yeah.
Skill, that's right. Skill.
Yeah, something I wouldn't be able to do.
No.
Sincerely.
No, not me.
Yeah, me either.
But with the body itself, that's all part of the build-up, and so it's included in the price of, I think it's what, $10.90 an issue.
Oh, okay, that's cool, because I thought it would be more, because it just seems like it'd be heavier and it's a bigger piece, and maybe the shipping would be expensive or more or something, but it's just a regular, whatever the price, that's cool.
It is. It's included in your build.
Oh, awesome. That's cool.
All right,
well, yeah, that's all. That's really all the questions I had, so I guess I'll just wait till Monday, and hopefully they'll send me the eight parts.
There you go. All right, sir. Well, I thank you so much for calling Eagle Moss, and you have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.